A young man in a white robe sits just inside the tomb. Somehow the boulder previously blocking the opening had been rolled to the side. "Do not be alarmed," the man says. "Jesus was raised from the dead, and he walked on down the road to Galilee." Mary Magdalene is relieved beyond words. She'll never forget Jesus' intervention and casting out of her demons, 7 demons, no less. Mary had been deeply grieving the execution of this caring man up on the cross who had been taken down, put to rest in the tomb. Mary now sees Jesus standing before her. Elsewhere, 2 men are walking down a quiet road along waving sheaves of grain, grazing goats. Behold, out of nowhere, Jesus appears. Joseph Campbell was a renowned scholar in fields of literature, religion, and mythology, respected at top universities. Yet Campbell encouraged that for religious celebrations, we should put up a sign reading, "Heavy thinkers, stay out." Heavy thinkers, stay out. I think it's good advice. Even for those Enlightenment-influenced Unitarian Universalists, religious holidays are not really a time for rigorous intellectual deconstructionism. How truly beautiful that on this Easter Sunday, people around the globe are celebrating the physical resurrection of Jesus. And you may be one of those people. And if so, we deeply honor that today. Some proclaim that if you do not believe in the literal resurrection of Jesus, you cannot celebrate Easter. And I just disagree with that. Many of us, including myself, are agnostic or do not believe in the physical resurrection of Jesus. Some of us just do not believe that he actually arose from the dead. But we do celebrate Easter with very good purpose. Today on Easter, we honor the story of the resurrection. Again and again, we tell the miraculous, beyond belief Easter story, how Jesus' love transcended his death and saved his followers with courage and hope. On Easter, we honor that Jesus ministered with compassion and respect to prostitutes and people with intense mental health problems. Jesus ministered with touch and care to the lame and the lepers. And Jesus upended the tables of the greedy money changers at the sacred temple. And for standing the social order on its head and proclaiming the kingdom of God to be enacted now, Jesus was killed. Absolute historic fact that that man was killed for trying to upend the social order. That is not a debate. Good Friday, the day of mourning Jesus' death, his execution, precedes Easter. To get to resurrection, you have to die or suffer or be rejected. And next week, we will more fully explore suffering. As the suffering rising again, cycles move continually through our lives. And you could think about it that we're going to very respectfully flip the order and do Good Friday next Sunday. So I encourage you to come out and explore that. But today is Easter, and here's the thing. If Jesus' resurrection is a myth, then it's a sacred myth with tremendous value for the living of our lives. The powers of myth and reality are intricately interwoven. Joseph Campbell taught, myth explores that which lies beyond concepts of reality. That which lies beyond concepts of reality, we're probably not conscious all the time of where that boundary is. Myth explores that which transcends thought and feeling, goes beyond, interconnects us with others. Myth gives you a line to connect with the mystery that you are. You are a mystery in many ways, and myth helps you connect with that mystery. Reflecting upon experiences of our own lives, we believe in resurrection. You might not call it that, but I'll bet anything you believe in rising again and again. We are part of the mystery of resurrection. I base my ministry on that. Recently, I read about a Syrian refugee who was experiencing hope rising from despair. Sedra lived in a rural village which was attacked by soldiers. During one 30-minute period of horror, Sedra lost her niece, her father, and her 11-month-old baby to the bullets racing through her village. Sedra was so devastated she thought she would never feel life in her heart again. Especially because of her commitment to her 5 surviving children, Sedra knew she had to just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Eventually, she found safe passage to a sanctuary church in Lebanon. In that village, her children are now safe, eating well, receiving medical care, and most important to Sedra, she says, going to school and learning and growing. That for her and for her family is seeing and feeling hope rising from despair. Sedra says she dreams every day of one more rebirth, returning to Syria and the kids going to school in their homeland. Easter stories, they deserve repeating again and again. Nothing supernatural need be involved. You don't have to have some divinity out there come in to help you out of your bind. But don't let that fool you, because Easter doesn't happen very often while we are living in spiritual solitary confinement. Jewish theologian Martin Buber talked about the I-thou connection. When we turn relationships into I-it, we shut down the connections between the human and the divine. We experience I-thou Easter blessings when people tell us, you matter to me. You are welcome here. We experience the flowing of I-thou blessings when we tell others, I am connected to you. I love you. I love you. These connections empower us to rise up with hope out of despair. A minister I adore, Fred Craddock, tells a story of a friend of his who was a nurse at a tuberculosis hospital. One day she resigned her job. She had fellows in there with one lung or less. At night, the guys would tie sheets together, sneak out through the window or the door, go out to the liquor store, get all liquored up, and then come in the next day wheezing and coughing. And one day, she just had enough. The nurse up and quit. She said, "Why should I care? They don't care. Let them die." The next morning, she got up, went back to care for her patients. You may have experienced hope rising out of despair when you or someone you love thought the game was over with drug or alcohol addiction, had no more options, were stuck in an avalanche of pain. You may have felt that you did not know how to go forward with your life when somebody ended a relationship that you thought should have ended forever. You may have felt stuck in pain that would never end. If you're worried about somebody you love who was ill, couldn't get around because of debilitating chronic pain. But you might have felt hope rise out of despair in those situations as well. Somehow it turned, somehow it lifted. What is your Easter story? They deserve repeating again and again. Right now, the circus in Washington can distract us from many Easter stories which are happening. Nicholas Kristof, I believe one of the best reporters in America with the New York Times. He is with the New York Times. He wrote an article. The title is mind-boggling. 2017 was probably the very best year in the long history of humanity. Before you laugh too much or jump out of your seat in an intense protest, listen to Mr. Kristof. In 2017, a smaller share of the world's people were hungry, impoverished, or illiterate than at any time before. A smaller proportion of children died than ever before. Every day in the year 2017, the number of people around the world living in extreme poverty, defined as less than $2 a day, went down by 217,000 people. That's according to an economist out of Oxford University. Every day, 325,000 more people gained access to electricity, and 300,000 more gained access every day to clean drinking water. There's a ton of problems, but those facts sound to me like Easter is happening in real ways that deserve to be told about time and time again, just like Jesus walking out of the tomb. Some say religion is a drug to make the masses stupid and docile. Those folks are actually caught in an analytic inaccuracy about cause and effect. We progressive religionists are not saying religion caused all the good things to happen. And we're not saying if you are religious, you have a guarantee against problems. But we are saying that religion allows and obligates us to more fully celebrate and participate in making hope rise out of despair. We are saying that religion allows and obligates us to more fully celebrate and participate in making hope rise out of despair. President Trump rode the gloom parade to the White House, proclaiming he'll make America great again. And I join Mr. Kristof in asking, really? If that great America that we would want again was back in the 1950s, so to say. We'd have legislated segregation, polio, bans on interracial marriage, gay sex, and birth control. Most of the world lived under dictatorships. Two-thirds of parents had a child die before the age of five in 1950 in America. Nuclear standoffs, fog of war all over the world, stifling limits on women, including in America, and the worst famine in history. You can call it what you want, and you can focus on Good Friday, and we will next week, but don't forget, Easter is happening. And Easter invites us to step out of the role of passive listener and to step into the role of active participant in bringing good news to the poor of body and spirit, including ourselves. With the Easter spirit, we help to facilitate the grace of releasing the captives of selfishness and fear. Easter empowers and holds us accountable to rise again with fierce love and gentle compassion. Sultana is an Afghan woman from the Taliban Heart Band. She'd been forced to drop out of elementary school, but her home had internet, and so she taught herself English, then algebra and calculus with help of educational websites. Without leaving her home, Sultana went on to physics and string theory. She wrestled with Kant and then began to email with a distinguished astrophysicist. It's with the same hope out of despair commitment as Sultana that right now students around the country are working to reduce the epidemic of gun violence in our country. Youth are rising to lead us in protests of the unacceptable reality that there are 80 gun deaths a day in America. And when people who have lost their loved ones on the south side of Chicago and in Las Vegas and in the Tioga neighborhood of Philly and Parkland, Florida, join together to make a new day, Easter promise can come true. That's the way it happens, right there. Poet Rashani Ria puts it this way: there is a brokenness out of which comes the unbroken, a shatteredness out of which blooms the unshatterable. There's a sorrow beyond all grief which leads to joy, and a fragility out of whose depths emerges strength. You can believe whatever your heart and mind tell you to believe about Easter. I tell you, with the certainty of the man in the white robe and Mary Magdalene and the villagers walking down the road, Easter happens. May Easter happen in your life. May Easter happen in our communities. May Easter happen in our world. Blessings be.